Hey guys, this is Adrian. I'm also known as DJ Zero, and this is my very, very first podcast. It is Sunday, March the 8th at 1:42 p.m. And basically what my podcast is going to be about is different topics that are happening throughout the world, I guess, mainly in the United States, but also talk about different things, different ideas and different aspects about what's some issues in the world are going on, I guess you could say. And today, basically, what I want to talk about today as my first podcast is a situation that's been talked about all over the internet right now. And it's based on a politician that I follow a lot. And she's one of the most iconic political figures in the world. Not necessarily just because she's a female, or she just happens to be in a family name that is pretty well known. And of course, I'm talking about none other than Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah, as you all know, she is the wife of the famous 8-year term president, Bill Clinton. She also ran in the 2008 Democratic National Democratic primaries to win the nomination for the party. But she ultimately lost to Barack Obama, which was a pretty sucky thing for me to see because, you know, Hillary Clinton was probably the one person I feel that could have fixed a lot of our nation's issues or whatnot. But America spoke and they voted. At that time, they felt that Barack Obama was the one to represent the Democratic Party. And ultimately, he became president, which we respect him a lot for that. And, you know, it happened, you know, and she stood strong. She put up a great fight all the way up until the nomination in June. And you know, so she's a strong, powerful woman. And now it's 2016. And even though she served on his cabinet as Secretary of State for 4 years to show her support of his presidency and his administration, you know, she worked well with him. After 4 years, she decided that, you know, it was time for her to take a break and enjoy grandmotherhood and pursue her own different things than she wanted to do. And we all know that she was looking at 2016. I mean, there's no way anyone can say that she was not preparing even from 4 years ago to do it. And now we're here 2015, and it's about a year, more than a little over a year and a half before the 2016 presidential election. And as of right now, polls have been seeing Hillary Clinton way above any of the Democratic potential candidates. I believe she's about 20 points over Joe Biden, which he's way, way behind her. And Joe Biden's been, you know, he's vice president, but that's pretty much it. He hasn't been given any kind of spotlight whatsoever. So she is the front runner right now in the Democratic Party. And more than likely, if things stay a course the way they are, she probably will get the nomination. God willing, everything goes her way and all the support behind her, you know, comes through, and then she will get our party's nomination. And the polls also show that she's also pretty much well ahead of Jeb Bush and Chris Christie and Rand Paul. I mean, she's pretty much, like I said, in the lead. But again, She will run. Hopefully her announcement will be done soon and whatnot. But again, going back to what my podcast, my first topic of my podcast is going to be, is while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, apparently she conducted business outside of a government, I guess, protocol, because she has her email address, which is, just hypothetically speaking, Hillary Clinton at, you know, secretaryofstate.com or whatever. But she used a personal email to conduct business with that in regards to our government. I mean, very sensitive, obviously, meetings and communications with the other leaders of the world, with things that were supposed to be done in a secure way through a secure email that was made specifically, obviously, for the Secretary of State. And a lot of people have been have been talking about it online, saying, you know, that it is illegal. I believe there was a lady who was the head of the EPA, which is the Environmental Protection Agency, that she did basically the same thing, used a personal email, and again was the head of the EPA, and she eventually was asked to step down from her position because it was illegal what she did, and basically lost her job and was actually threatened with jail time. And a lot of people seem to be thinking that Hillary Clinton did an illegal act by using a personal email to conduct dealings for the country, to do business transactions, I guess you can say, over a personal email. So even their Alex Jones, I believe, on YouTube, he said that Hillary Clinton should face some legal possible jail time for what she did. But Hillary Clinton is willing to openly release all her emails. I mean, wants the public to know. She tweeted it, said that, "I want the public to see my emails." And of course, for security reasons, the government has to screen everything before it gets released or whatever. But Hillary said, "Hey, you know what? I want it now. I want the people to see my emails now so they can see that nothing, she didn't do anything inappropriate." And to me, it's a way to derail her candidacy. I'm pretty sure her campaign is on the hustle to do a lot of damage control. I believe that this is going to blow over. I mean, it's she used an email. She was Secretary of State, is not the Secretary of State now, so she can't be asked to resign or get fired or anything, you know, at this time. But she does acknowledge that she did use another email account, and she's willing to openly show the world that she didn't do any inappropriate things with it. So I want to know what people actually think. Is this a Republican a move to shy away the spotlight from Hillary for her run for 2016? And possibly even contenders that are thinking about running for president in the Democratic Party that don't want her in the spotlight. So what is the deal with the email? I mean, if is it a political move? Is it rightfully gonna be, should be looked at in a legal way, and she should be held accountable in by serving time or paying a fine or even losing her ability to run for president? So I'm just curious to know what people out there think. My opinion personally is she should have used a different email, but she's willing to show what it said. And that bygones be bygones, slap in the hand, that she's willing to show the world what it's, you know, what it was contained in the emails, then let it be. And so I'm curious to hear what anybody has to say. You can comment on the blog, or you can visit me at DJ Zero Productions on YouTube. I really want my podcast to take off, so I really enjoy it. If you guys spread the word, subscribe and share it, and let's hear what you think, and let's see what's going to happen. Thank you.